This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour on the DJV. Welcome to our program. DJV consists of me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and then Kara Schillen. I like it when she pipes up and we're talking about things as well. She's the control room operator at our originating network, Radio America, playing the part that she has been assigned, as we all are, waking up every day. We have a role to play. We keep acting our part, and then we have a continuum. We have a record. And I can look it back, at least as far as doing morning stuff, for 32, almost 33 years of this in the morning. It's an interesting experience. It has been and continues to be, and I love it. So I have, Bentley likes it too. Bentley's all for this. That's good. In a moment or two, we talk about the latest foolishness from the example, or I guess the lesson here, is why you don't tape all your conversations. I get to that after Jennifer brings us up to date on what's going on with the wall and with immigration and who's zooming whom down on the border, Jennifer.
Well, there's a lot of zooming happening. The fiscal year ends on September 30th, and law enforcement based at the border between the United States and Mexico are expecting to encounter 1.1 million people trying to cross illegally by the end of the fiscal year, September 30th. So just about a month and a half away, they think 1.1 million people will try to cross illegally. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman is Ron Johnson. He's a senator from Wisconsin. He forecast that 1.1 million figure during a committee hearing this week based off the number of people arrested for illegally entering between border crossings and those who presented at ports of entry. Now, as of June 30th, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection personnel had made contact with 905,926 migrants, including 694,000 who entered the country without permission. That figure, 694,229, is 9 months into fiscal year 2019. It's more than double than 310,000 who illegally crossed the southern border in the fiscal year of 2017. This year's numbers have already surpassed the numbers encountered both at ports of entry and between ports in fiscal 2018. So this is a problem. We've been talking about it for a long time. To put it in perspective as to who's coming in, as of June, the first 9 months of the fiscal year, 495,000 children and families have come into the country. And if the pace continues, the number expected, 700,000 of those will be children and family units that are coming in by the end of September. So border patrol stations are being overwhelmed. They're beyond their capacity. It's the problem we've been talking about. And all of this is happening while it's been revealed that the United States is spending money to build a border wall. But not in this country. The border wall that the United States is funding is in southern Africa, according to a report. The U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe approved a border wall to be built in southern Africa with U.S. funding, and that is now underway. And it's just kind of laughable that this construction project is able to be carried out in a foreign country, yet when it comes to our country,
where's the money come from?
The matter of a from us. We're giving
money
that.
From us, but where, what budget, what process has it gone through to be vetted in order for you and I as the taxpayer to pay for it?
It's a grant of some kind, a grant of government money. It's the U.S. Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation.
See, we get so much of this stuff. Most people don't even begin to realize how many different pockets of money there are, how many different ways the money that you pay in is used for things that sometimes are for good and sometimes are not. And what are the priorities here? Jennifer's point is well made, because we all know the discussion about how we're going to pay for the wall and having a wall. And yet we're the whole irony here is that we're paying to have a wall built someplace else. I get that. But I also am curious as to the process. I'm actually more than curious, because I think I know what goes on. I've seen the inner workings of the State Department and how the NGOs are funded from 20, 25 years of observing the State Department, actually, and the money that they have and how it's allotted. It's really pretty amazing how much of our money is spent outside of the country. Although the good thing, most of the requirements when these the border is being built by an American company, it'll have to be because that's the way these grants are made. So what we do, the government subsidizes contractors, all kinds of contractors for all kinds of work, not just building, but government services subcontracted to private companies, mostly run by former lobbyists or former representatives or former staffers. They create their own businesses, and then they know the way in the back door to get money and get funded by the federal government, because these things are done all around the world. And the hitch is when the government, the State Department, says, okay, we'll give you a grant for $500,000 to build a wall. You have to spend the $500,000 with an American company. So we have, there's another subsidization, in a manner of speaking.
Good?
It depends on what good it does.
If you're in Zimbabwe, probably.
The latest round of the China trade talks stopped. Like, stopped. You got that? That's a car stopping on a dime. You got that?
Is that a car crash?
That was a car crash, yes. Chinese said, nobody seems to know why they just stopped, but the end is not now in sight, it would seem. Both the delegates from the United States, Robert Lighthizer, is how you pronounce his name?
Lighthizer.
Lighthizer, yeah. Him too. And Mnuchin from the Treasury Department.
Mnuchin.
Yeah, right. Yeah. After arriving in Shanghai, they were there for a day and they left. They met for a working dinner Tuesday night, further discussions the next day, but the meeting apparently was cut short. Neither side immediately made a comment. Before the delegation arrived in Shanghai for the talks, the president posted a series of tweets accusing China of delaying negotiations. Sure, that was a wonderful tactic. He suggested a new trade deal might not be in the cards until after the election. So here we go. And once again, talking about us getting the short end of the stick, at least in my world, the American family farmer, the American farmer, yesterday the president said he acknowledged, and so did people in the Ag Department, that American farmers' products are not being, they're being discounted or they're being dismissed by the Chinese. And that was the largest market for many of the smaller and larger things that are grown on some of the huge farms and smaller farms in our country. So Trump is not going to carry the farm belt. That's going to be I can't see him with the people that I know in various parts of the country that have supported Trump. They feel betrayed by him, and I think they have been, frankly. Or maybe
somebody's got to come up with a new plan. Yeah. Regardless of who gets the vote, someone's got to have a plan for the farmers.
Did anybody talk about that in the debates? Like, the Democrats?
No. Someone did.
Food security, it's called.
Someone did mention farmers, and I don't know if it was Kamala Harris, or I don't remember now, but someone did. But not enough. Not enough at all.
No. It's the most dismissive
segment of our economy. It gets one mention per debate. Maybe.
Yeah, right. That's it. Nobody knows, nor do they seem to care about the future of farming, more importantly, the future of food production, and what we eat in this country. Pretty disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, you have to make up your own mind as to whether this is something that bothers you or it doesn't. I'll talk about comments made by a former president that have people kind of worked up a bit after these words.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin.
Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches, and for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, I hope this doesn't go down party lines. I always was a Ronald Reagan fan. I liked him because of the way we felt as Americans when he was president. I don't think he was the smartest guy on the block. I don't think he was the best president we ever had. But he got a lot of stuff done that you wouldn't have expected somebody like him. And I'll let you define what you... Somebody's going to say, what do you mean, president like him? I think there were a lot of things with him that were not, they were okay. He was average in many ways, but he was not average in other ways. And so it's disappointing for me to hear, it's hard to argue with the audio that you can hear with him and Nixon talking about, I'm not going to use the comment because I don't think that it's of interest. It just has to do with black people at the United Nations in 1971.
It's pretty horrific.
And it is, but you know, do you judge a person on just one call? That's, I guess, a way to make it.
No, really? Using that kind of language, that would never even cross my mind to use that kind of language.
Yeah. It's ignorance.
It was a different time, though. It was a different time.
And what's it was the 80s.
What's acceptable? What's acceptable then?
He wasn't president.
Right, he was governor of California, right. What's acceptable then is not acceptable now, and while it's not great language, the fact that we would use it to tarnish his entire
career. Why was it acceptable even then, though, Jennifer? I don't.
But it was. You know it. They would put white actors in blackface and make them jump around. So talk to those people. I wasn't alive.
I guess my only thing is, you know, when you talk about, well, we judge one person on one thing that they said, to me, you don't say these things unless you feel them.
And yeah, that's like systemic. That's not a one-off.
Yeah, like you don't go and say that. Oh, you don't want to say what they said, but he said some really horrible racist things about this African group of people.
He made a reference to animals, and that happens all.
They're not even comfortable in wearing shoes.
What?
My parents in the 70s were not saying things like that, so I don't know.
What he said was awful, but you know what? I mean, there were people who were saying those types of things that you can't just throw away their whole life. Not even today. I'm talking about back then when it was a little bit more culturally acceptable and weird.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Elvis! You know this is Elvis music. So Elvis, obviously in the musical, well, the Presley family musical news here. Apparently Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's daughter, is going to write a book about Michael Jackson and Elvis, and it will contain a number of bombshells. The word shocking details about Michael and a new perspective on her father, Elvis, as well. Source says that Lisa Marie, the book is such a bombshell that she sold it to Gallery Books. She got a $3 to $4 million upfront. The book promises shocking revelations about Michael Jackson and a new understanding of Elvis. What would shock anybody at this point?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson. I mean,
but obviously, if they've read it, then somebody thinks there's something there for $3 to $4 million.
Well, because there were a lot of questions about their relationship and whether it was a legit,
real
loving relationship
between husband and wife.
Right.
Yeah. So Lisa,
and they've been pretty quiet about it.
Was married to Michael Jackson from 94 to 96. They secretly wed in a private ceremony before unveiling the relationship publicly. They were on MTV when they did that. And then they went down a different road. A couple of years later, it was over. In 2010, she offered a somewhat cryptic account of how the marriage ended in an interview with Oprah. She said, quote, "It was a very profound point in the marriage when he had to make a decision. Was it the drugs and the sort of vampires or me? And he pushed me away." By vampires, she meant sycophants, the people that were around him all the time. She also told Oprah, quote, "The one thing that correlates with Michael and my father on this subject is that they had the luxury of creating whatever reality around them they wanted." She sidestepped allegations of Jackson's inappropriate relationship with children. The allegations, obviously, have been back and forth and up and down. Lisa Marie, who has been married to Danny Keough and Nicolas Cage and Michael Lockwood, has been open about her past addictions to painkillers. In the foreword of the book, she writes, "The United States of Opioids," or refers to our country, and that's pretty accurate. This book is one of a number of high-profile projects on Elvis. Baz Luhrmann-directed biopic is going to shoot next year. I think I predicted that there was going to be a movie on Elvis, didn't I?
I don't know.
We've been talking about it for a while. Yeah, because they cast Elvis. And they haven't cast Lisa Marie yet. Not Lisa Marie, the mother.
Priscilla.
Yeah, they haven't cast her yet, but there are some rumors that Lana Del Rey might do it. And actually, Priscilla seems to...
She's a singer.
She's not on your radar, I'm sure.
No.
She's got a very throwback kind of... She kind of looks like young Priscilla.
Really?
She's got that kind of style to her. Mm-hmm. So she's expressed interest in playing that part. So we'll see.
Speaking of throwbacks, Brian Wilson, next up in the musical spotlight on the DJV program. Looking forward to getting back on the road. He had to cancel a lot of tour dates or postpone them because he's having some mental breakdowns. He wrote, thank you to everyone for the cards, best wishes. Your concern and love always blows me away. This is on his official website. He says, I'm feeling much better. I look forward to seeing you again. We start up our tour on August 7th. The tour of Pet Sounds, the final performances, and Greatest Hits Live Tour. August 7th, we'll be at the theater in Lewiston, Kentucky. We'll play several more makeup shows in August and September, with the last one scheduled for October 2nd at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. Along with his solo headlining dates, he's also going to go on a tour with the Zombies this fall. That'll be a combo. His return to the road comes following his June announcement that he was having a problem. He's had mental health issues most of his adult life. No secret. So, at any rate, he's working through them, and his music is what we appreciate. At least it is for me, anyway. Brian Wilson in the focus here on the DJV program at 20.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Civil rights was again an issue on night two of the Democratic debate as frontrunner former VP Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris tangled over Biden's past opposition to federal mandatory busing and remarks he'd made about working with segregationist members of Congress in the past. Harris again going after Biden for that.
Let's be clear about this. Had those segregationists their way, I would not be a member of the United States Senate, Cory Booker would not be a member of the United States Senate, and Barack Obama would not have been in the position to nominate him to the title he now holds.
At least one person dead after a huge gas explosion in Lincoln County, Kentucky this morning. The blast touching off huge fires that could be seen in neighboring counties and several structures are still reportedly burning.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Adela Gas Truck. Find Shell Road Oil to be your truck and SUV. Just for Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Road. This Cupcakes Oil Corner Store for on cruising to the hot top down. This is not oil. The country, halfway across tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. In camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. This Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Road.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sort of adding symmetry to your thoughts. Today, it's the DJV program, maybe today and every day. I hope that's the case anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend some time with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen as we understand whether or not... I'm debating in my mind as I look at all the things that are happening, Victoria. Where do I go after you take us into the move zone? To move or not to move? I actually want to talk about Mario Lopez in a moment. We were talking about Reagan before, so Lopez has put his foot in his mouth. Yeah. So let's see.
Well, we can start with happier news.
Okay.
Everybody loves Halloween, right?
Halloween, to move it or not to move it is the question.
It is the question. And Halloween has been in the news for the last week or so after a petition that now has over 100,000 signatures was started to officially move Halloween to the last Saturday of every October. So it wouldn't be on the 31st anymore. It would just be the last Saturday of every October. And a lot of people like this idea. A lot of parents really like the idea because when Halloween is during the week. A lot of parents have to either miss their kids' Halloween parade at school or taking them trick-or-treating during the day when it's safer, and younger kids especially usually go trick-or-treating during the afternoon. So a lot of parents, if they're working and they can't make it, it's a big conflict. And it also is apparently a lot of parents, I'm not a parent, but a lot of parents during the, there's a new survey out about this, a lot of parents find Halloween very stressful because they have to get the costumes and, you know, sometimes bring in cupcakes and stuff for school. So this might actually solve a lot of problems. And now this idea of moving Halloween to the last Saturday in October has picked up a lot of steam because Snickers, Skittles, and Starburst are now behind this. They're really jumping on board and saying that this is definitely something that they are for because more families can enjoy it together. And so Snickers actually issued a statement saying that Snickers is all about celebrating Halloween to the fullest, more hours in the day, more families being able to enjoy it, a more satisfying celebration. So if the federal government
makes
this thing...
And more candy to buy.
More exactly. Snickers being sold.
Yep. So yeah. If the federal government makes this thing official, this is what they're doing. We're offering 1 million free Snickers to all of America. Yep, so that's the incentive. They said if they can get this going...
I bet
there'd
be the bite-sized Snickers, not the big candy bar, but the bite-sized little candies that you can get.
Could be.
Candy bowl at the bank or wherever, yeah.
Yeah, so now they're all owned. Snickers, Skittles, and Starburst are all owned by M&M, Mars, yeah. And so probably you'll see M&M's getting involved and other brands too. But and those happen to also be the most popular candy brands that people buy for Halloween. So we'll see if it gets moved. I don't know what actually has to happen. I think that's the question that a lot of people have. What needs to happen to move Halloween? Is this an executive order from the president? Like, how does it work?
I don't know how it would work. It's really about when we recognize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's going to do the recognizing?
But like, yeah, how does that make? How do you make it official?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been trying to add Jennifer Horn Day to the calendar for years, and that hasn't gone anywhere, so I'm not sure how you make those big moves.
I'll sign that petition.
By the way, the M&M Mars Company, M&M stands for the husband and wife who started the Mars Candy Company 100 and some odd years ago, they're in the top 10 most wealthy families in the world. That candy, they're tons. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at the names, the brands. Speaking of names and brands, more names in the news. Mario Lopez apparently stuck his foot in his mouth. He made some comments about parents supporting transgender children. I'm not really too sure. I sort of looked at this and I was in the same breath that I was looking at the Reagan things and thinking about what foolish things we all can say. Maybe we need to be more aware of what we say. Maybe that's the lesson here, to be a little more sensitive. Or are we just too sensitive? Are we just looking for things to pull apart?
Mario Lopez was doing a video for Prager University. You got to tell people what he said first before you can make the judgment. And Mario Lopez was talking with Candace Owens and said that he doesn't think that it should be, that three-year-olds should be making, and I'm paraphrasing here, but three-year-olds shouldn't be making life decisions about choosing a gender. And people went crazy. And I think the thing that's so dangerous about this is it's okay for Mario Lopez to think that. You don't have to think that. I happen to agree with him. I don't think three-year-olds should be making life decisions. I think parents should kind of let it ride, see what their family is.
Right.
Let's see what their kid is going towards. But no one needs to make absolute decisions at three.
Jennifer, what's the context?
It was just a PragerU, Werner. It was a PragerU video about gender parenting was actually the topic of conversation. And so, but people went nuts. And this is the problem is that when somebody says something that challenges another person's ideals, people want to shut them down, and people are going after him hard. So if that's what he thinks, that's what he thinks. If you don't agree, it's okay. We don't all have to have groupthink, and I don't know why everybody gets so crazed about all of this.
Well, he apologized for the comments, and
he shouldn't have. I don't think he should have at all.
Well, he said, his quote is, "The comments I made were ignorant and insensitive, and I now have a deeper understanding of how hurtful they were. I have been and always will be."
Why are they hurtful? Who got hurt under the circumstances?
I don't know.
Three-year-olds?
I don't know. I'm not hurt. But, you know, I think that Karamo Brown, who's one of the Queer Eye guys, I thought he had the best attitude. And he said everyone should be talking about it and educating themselves instead of canceling someone. And, you know, because that's like the big buzzword now. Everybody gets canceled. Yeah. And so right. He said that
get
we should
their
educate.
Advertisers. Let's yeah, go he, get their he, advertisers. Yeah.
And, he, and canceling careers and everything. And sometimes it's justified and sometimes it's not. But he said that, you know, this should be more about education and not canceling someone and ruining their career. So I agree with that. I definitely do.
So is this more of the same? Let's travel to Canton, Michigan. 10-year-old black boy facing aggravated assault for dodgeball injuries of a white boy. And this has become the big thing. This is a suburb of Detroit in Wayne County. Excuse me. There was never an arrest. This kid was playing ball, dodgeball, and the ball hit a white kid and hurt him. And because the kid who kicked the ball was a black boy, they want to go after the black boy. What is this? What is this? The mania, you talk about destroying the country from within. And I think Jennifer's right about this stuff. Good God, nothing goes unnoticed. Everybody's got a comment on everything. And so you look at this thing, the kid was playing with another kid.
Yeah, groupthink is so dangerous. Think about the times in society when we've been at our worst. We've been groupthinking. And so people are pushing this politically correct narrative all the time. And you know what? At some point, they're going to come up with some narrative that they're going to groupthink everybody on that's not going to be something that's good or helpful to society. You have to fight for your own convictions. You have to tell people your heart, and you have to be honest about it and vulnerable and let people into why you think that. And we can't jump all over people for not agreeing with us. It's just... I don't know. It's really sad. It's sad that people can't have relationships. I mean, we do on the show. We don't agree on things politically many times, but we can still be friends and we can still love each other and we can still have conversations that are respectful. I can't believe that we're going in the direction of not being able to do that. It's really, really sad. And it's not, I don't think it's who we are as a country for sure.
All right. So let's pick out one more of these as long as we're going down this road. Roseanne Barr's comments that led to the cancellation of the reboot of Roseanne. And now it's ABC has been asked, and apparently the story is that the Conners or whatever came after it, wherever that all is. The showrunner for the program, Whitney Cummings, showrunner means basically the person behind the show. That's what a showrunner is. Showrunner could be a producer, but basically they're the
and
muscle.
And Whitney Cummings is pretty famous. She's had her own show. She's an actress and a comedian, so
right.
I think people
kind
of know who she might be.
Right. So she quit, and the reason that was given at the time was that she was too busy, but then the whole, she was interviewed, I think, I don't know who interviewed her, Oprah or somebody, and she said that she couldn't handle what she was all about. Well, she's known Roseanne because she did the first show for how many years? How many years was that on the first show? 8 years?
I don't think Whitney Cummings was
involved
in the first one. She's too young. Yeah, she wasn't involved in that.
All right.
So she quit the new show? She quit the Conners? I'm confused.
No, she quit wasn't associated with the Conners apparently after all of this. But she told an interviewer that because ABC was monitoring Barr's tweets, and then they were meeting with Cummings to try to control what Roseanne was saying, and because Roseanne Barr's anti-trans record was all put together by the network, and because they didn't want anything to do with the show after that, they kind of held her responsible for not keeping Barr in check. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you going to keep somebody like Roseanne Barr
good luck.
In check?
Yeah. Her nine husbands couldn't even do it, so, you know, good luck.
Married nine times?
No, I'm joking, but she's been married a lot.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to another person in the news. Cyntoia Brown. Is that how you pronounce her name? C-Y-N-T-O-I-A?
Cyntoia.
Cyntoia.
Cyntoia,
yeah. After these words here on the DJV Show.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this is moderately complicated, but more to the point, it's kind of a page from the same book that we've been reading from this past half hour. Centoya Brown in the Tennessee Prison for Women, been there 15 years, got a life sentence in 2004 because she killed a Nashville real estate agent. She was 16 at the time of her crime. Governor took the step of commuting her sentence. She's 31 years old now. Under the terms of her release, she will report to her parole officer for the next 10 years. But what, under the circumstances, what happened? I'm trying to figure out. This
she
is self-defense,
16.
It looks like.
Well, yeah, there's a lot here. So she was 16. Her boyfriend at the time was 24. He was a pimp. And so he pimped her out to sell drugs and as a prostitute. This 43-year-old real estate guy picked her up. Again, she was 16 and bought her some food and took her back to his place. He had a gun collection. He apparently intimidated her with the guns, the threat. And then he tried to have sex with her, and she shot him and killed him. And essentially, that's... And then at 16 years old, she was given a life sentence. And the minimum requirement is 51 years in Tennessee before you can be considered for parole. So now that the U.S. Supreme Court in 2012 said that sentencing juveniles to life in prison without the possibility of parole is unconstitutional, so we're back into prison reform now.
Yeah, well, she did a job and a half straightening herself out in prison, looks like. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Time, medical time. Medicine, information is the best medicine, perhaps, for your health. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service. Yes, 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 yes. There are lots of things going on. Ken prides himself, and so do I, having him as a part of this program, and going through a lot of the information that gets published every week by all these journals. They're here and they're around the world. Studies are being done to try to make health treatment better. There are all kinds of ancillary impacts that come from a lot of this information. One of the things this weekend that really attracts my attention, and you as a cardiologist practicing in your facility down in Montour, Florida, have to see a lot of people who have heart problems that start with heartburn. Maybe we need a definition of what heartburn is called and why it was caused, and why is it called heartburn?
Well, absolutely. Heart doctors end up seeing a lot of conditions outside of the heart because we take care of chest discomfort, and the chest in medicine is usually thought of as from the waist to the shoulders, the front to the back. And when people have discomforts here, people initially in medicine, doctors, everybody wants to be reassured that it's not the heart. So we as cardiologists see chest discomfort often first to make sure it's not the heart. If it is the heart, to make sure they get treated quickly so they stay on planet Earth as long as possible, the way it should be. So we end up seeing a lot of non-cardiac chest pain, and non-cardiac chest pain is commonly, the most common cause is reflux, so-called GERD, GE reflux disease, because there's acid secreted in the stomach to start the digestive process as the food comes down the feeding tube, the esophagus, to break it down. And there's a flapper, a one-way door between the feeding tube, esophagus, and the stomach. And this flapper, this valve, sometimes breaks down and doesn't keep the acid in the stomach, but the acid comes back up into the feeding tube. And that's what causes the burning.
Yeah. That's something I've been through. How many times have we talked about this in our history? Three, four times at least, because my flapper doesn't close. And one of the first things, I can't remember whether you told me to do this, was to drink a quart of water and then jump up and down. Did you tell me to do that? Who told me to do that? Remember that? Yeah, you sent me to somebody who was a specialist.
That deletes the acid and pulls it down, I guess.
It supposedly helps to close up this flapper that you're talking about. But more to the bigger point, this is part of the amazing reality. You can take apart anything, whether it's vitamins, minerals, the food you put in your body, what goes on in your body. Just think about how complex your cellular structure is and why it is that some cells like other cells and some cells don't. Can it be that simple that certain cells I have, attached to all of this stuff is an allergy to gluten? And that sort of plays into the same, for me anyway, plays the same role. And you think about how much of our bodies we take for granted, Ken, and how when everything works well, you don't think about your body at all, do you? I mean, maybe you shouldn't think about it. If your body's working fine, great. But if it's not, and you start thinking, oh, my God, what's wrong with my body? Think about how complex your body is. And many of you, what you're doing to deplete the sources of goodness by smoking and drinking and doing drugs and whatever the hell else you do, right? I mean, a lot of the people that you've seen for these problems or regular cardio problems have abused themselves for years, Ken.
Horribly.
Yeah.
Horribly.
So, you know, when you get right down to it, it's really, I think something like this brings to the surface, a recognition of how complicated your body is, how fabulous the process of living is, and why in the world you don't take care of yourself. It's just, anyway. So allergies, the heartburn brings about allergies, and what sort of allergies are we talking about here?
Well, people who need drugs that suppress stomach acid are almost twice as likely to need drugs to control allergy symptoms. That's the news, Doug, from Nature Communications this week. And people over 60 who also use these drugs were more than five times as likely to also need an allergy medication. The longer the treatment, the higher the risk of allergies. Normally, the acidic environment in the stomach helps break down food-derived proteins that can cause allergies.
So it's all about more allergies. Allergic, you know, we all talk about the peanut allergy. I'm allergic to dust. And I start sneezing and, you know, I don't know, but heartburn, I've never taken any drugs for the heartburn.
Inhibitors, medication in the class are things like Prilosec, Prevacid, and H2 blockers like Zantac and Pepcid.
All right. Food for thought. Ken Kronhaus.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.